Good morning, brothers and sisters. We greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All who visit us from near and far, and also our brothers and sisters who are joining us worldwide online, there are many. We greet you all in the name of the Lord. We are grateful to the Lord for last night, for the holy word of God, for the fellowship which we could have with one another, celebrating the Lord's Supper together as a memorial to that what the Lord has done for us. And I think our hearts are filled with gratefulness and joy, and we have come again hungry into the house of the Lord, and we expect that the Lord will prepare us a table today, a rich meal. Let us start praising His name with song number 17 from this little booklet, Near the Cross, number 17. Jesus, keep me near the cross.
In some kind.
Let us also sing number 26. 26. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Number 26. Then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. May the Lord bless us this morning. I don't know how you feel. I'm already blessed by the wonderful songs of our choir, and also the songs which we have sung now. Here in the last song, come to the Savior, make no delay. Today, if we hear His voice, follow His word. Now it's still time. Now it's still the time of grace, brothers and sisters. He is nigh to us. He's ready to bless. Do we believe this? Do we feel this? He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And this we believe with all our hearts. He is ready to bless. Are we ready to receive the blessing? Wonderful, wonderful it will be when we enter free from sin, pure. Is this not our hope, our expectation? Are we not waiting that the Lord comes and that this becomes reality in our lives? In the blessed promised land, Canaan, Jesus, see, I'm coming. And then all these wonderful stanzas. We all have sung it. May the Lord bless us this morning. May he be merciful to us, speaking to us through his word. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read a word of the scripture from Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, from verse 14. Hebrews 4, from verse 14 up to 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Praise and thanks for this word. He is our high priest. The author of eternal salvation, he has become for us. High priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. Are we grateful to God? He was tempted, just as we. Therefore, he has feeling with our infirmities. He was tempted, but that's how we read it, without sin. Therefore, he can help us this morning, each one of us, who needs help from the Lord. And be honest, do we not all need the help of the Lord this morning? If we are sick, then we need healing power. And healing power comes from the Lord. And if we didn't make yet the decision for him, then may he speak to us this morning. May he make the decision in our hearts so that we recognize that only he can help us. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. This we want to do now. This we want to do now when we stand up and Brother Schmidt will come to pray with us. Boldly coming to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and finding grace to help in time of need. Let us stand up, please. Gracious Lord, to you we look up. We have come to this place this morning. Lord in heaven, you know every heart. All who look up to you, whether it's near or far, here at this place or all over the world, you know all our hearts. You know every desire. You know every need we bring to you. Lord in heaven, we have just read it. You who you have become like us, yet without sin. Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we ask you, bless us. Bless all, Lord Jesus, as it was prayed, those who are present, those who are all over the world, and those who would like to be here, listening having part in that, what you are doing in our days, in our midst, through your holy word. Bless Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it for your name's sake. But we also pray, Lord, together, give us the words of life, give grace and strength to express so that we can come boldly to the table which you prepared for us. We thank you that we received grace over grace in your house. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Bless us and give all who are present. And Ezra said, also those who are all over, give that everything is done according to your will and pleasure. Please give it, grant it. And in particular, we pray for our houses and those who are upon our hearts. My God, strengthen, bless, speak, and confirm thy word for the glory of your name. Amen. Now tune in a chorus. There will be a child dedication. Please come to the front while the choir is... Faithful Lord, because you are here, also the parents are bringing their children to you so that you are taking them into your arms so that you are blessing them. We are standing here in your stead, in your name, to consecrate Rachel to you. Beloved Lord, you have given our brother and sister a healthy daughter. They bring her unto you again. We consecrate her to you for time and for eternity. Rachel, be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. The whole family, be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord did it. The Lord did it. Grandpa? Great God, we are looking up to you and we say thanks to you that you are still confirming today what you said from the beginning. Multiply. Lord, we thank you also for this boy, Lucas. Luke, we bring him to you. Strengthen him. We consecrate him unto you, O God, the whole house. Bless mommy, daddy, and give grace that your name might be glorified through it. Amen. Amen. The Lord has blessed. Amen. Pardon? Nathanael, it's your turn. The blessing comes from the Lord anyhow. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, Lord, that you are giving grace, having given a healthy boy to our brother and sister. They return him unto you to consecrate him unto you. Lord, we consecrate Nathanael to you, and we ask you, bless him, protect him, Lord, and bless the whole family so that they raise him in the fear of God. Yes, the blessing of God be upon this child and upon our brother and sister. For we consecrate him unto you for time and for eternity in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
Let us sing, wonderful one. And all the people say, Amen. You may be seated. To this belongs straight away the word from the prophet Isaiah, from the 40th chapter. Isaiah, chapter 40. Here the New Testament starts, and here we are told straight away, Isaiah chapter 40, from verse 9. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Not another God. He himself has come. In verse 10 we read, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Hallelujah. That's how the New Testament starts. In the Old Testament, in connection with the ministry of John the Baptist. Verse 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. We are very, very grateful that we don't believe in a Trinity or in a Twinity, but in the one true Almighty Eternal God who has revealed himself. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit. We all know 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Also today we have a number of emails. I will be very brief. I will go into it. From Brother Yapi from Abidjan. From Brother Kolonji from Kinshasa. From Brother Daniel, who, like our Brother Luke, was listening to the sermon in the plane flying over the Atlantic. Then a word of greeting from Matthew from Durban. One word of greeting from Brother Ngonga. Then from Brother Jean from Lyon. Then from Brother Mwamba from Australia. Everywhere they are listening. Then from Brother Bruce from Cape Town. Then from Kinshasa once again. Then once again Tabernacle Kinshasa. Then once again Brother Silva from Cape Town. Once again from the Congo. From Kanamba, then again from Brother Israel, from Kigali, then Brother Christian, Romania, and Brother Cecil from Mauritius, and Brother Tamin Lali from the USA, and Brother Zambonda from the Congo, Brother Motika from Johannesburg, Brother Katsadi, Congo, then we have Brother Donati from Italy, Brother Etienne Genton is also sending greetings, then Brother Ferry from Hungary, and Brother Rashidi, he doesn't write the city or the country. Then Brother Lotika, South Africa. Brother Motika, South Africa. Brother Baruti. Brother Lupondo. And Brother Chauffeur. And Brother Alexander from Tatarstan. Yes. May the Lord God really bless everyone from the riches of His grace. In particular, if something comes in the Russian language, then I'm really touched. Although it doesn't fit here properly, but our daddy has experienced his conversion in the Russian captivity, in the First World War, going into the war as an unbeliever and coming from Russian captivity as a believer. And time and again, he spoke of it, how gracious God was to him. And this mighty experience he has given to him. My brother Helmut and I, we sometimes speak about it, how the ways of God were and how they are even today. And if I can make this short remark, already 1969, in the greatest Baptist church in Moscow, I preached the word. And what then happened, I cannot tell it to you everything. One day, we were sitting together with Brother Detlef Menot. We were sitting in the house of the advisor of Gorbachev, a Baptist, a believing Baptist, who took the Bible from his bookshelf, and then he was praying. He was asking, tell me Tell me, where is it written, what you are telling me now? Where is it written? And do you know what the result was? He arranged it. He arranged it that a whole week I could speak in the University of Moscow. I could preach a whole week from Monday to Friday. God has laid everything in a wonderful way. And I wished, if I think about the various languages, that it would be that it would happen like on the day of Pentecost, that all in the various languages could hear and understand without an interpreter, because that's how it was on the day of Pentecost. 17 various languages were present and no interpreters were needed. All understood everything in their own language. Now just briefly, let me say here the following. The brethren who were with me on my last missionary trip, yesterday we have heard the report, and one does not have to say much about it. Between 17,000 and 80,000 have heard the word of the Lord. 798 were after the service baptized. And God has really blessed beyond understanding and beyond asking. And today we will ask our brothers to greet the church. Our brother, who is it? Brother Valentin, just to come, giving greetings. And then also Brother Joseph, just to come and giving greetings. Our brother Arben is most surely here. Please come, Brother Arben. Just giving greetings. This is the brother whom God uses with TV and God bless you. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I would like to say, I experience also that what you are experiencing. Very soon we will meet the Lord in the air, and we will be together with him for all times. I bring you the greetings from the DRC, Kinshasa. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you all.
Le frère Valentin a transmis les salutations de vos frères de Kinshasa et du Congo.
Bruder Valentin hat schon die Grüße aus
Brother Valentin
und Kongo von den Geschwistern überbracht.
Brought you already the greetings from Kinshasa, from brothers and sisters.
Témoigner que nous avons expérimenté la puissance de Dieu.
And I would like to give testimony that we experienced really the power of God. When a preacher preaches,
la maison, quand un pêcheur est en train de pêcher.
Yeah, when ein Fischer dabei ist, Fische zu fangen,
when a fisherman is fishing, then one has to have a bait. And Brother Branham said, the bait is the supernatural healing which bring the fishes. But this time in Kinshasa and the DRC, we have seen how the multitude were coming together without this bait. And nevertheless, many fishes have been caught. Sorry. God bless you all.
Amen.
Now we ask our brother and sister from Guadeloupe to sing us a song. Our brother Jean-Claude is right now in Atlanta, and the brothers and sisters from Guadeloupe are in our midst, and they prepared a song. Please come now and sing it, and then we will continue with a proclamation of the precious Word of God. As our brother said, God does great things. We don't have to put something on the fishing rod. We are preaching the Word, and all who are of God are hearing the Word of God.
Kaki pepi bersilate, kaki ni benediction. Seba Jésus toute vie en nous, ou viva dans la foi. Moi mes sauveurs,
we notice how important it is that there are translators. We need still translation so that we understand everything. Already what was read, what was emphasized in the word of introduction by the song, of the song, we may come to the Lord just as we are. He himself cried out loudly, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your soul. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And we all know what is connected with a yoke. With a yoke, only in lockstep may be walked. If under the yoke, there are always two are under the yoke. And woe to them if they don't are in lockstep. Then you have wounds in your neck. So please, let us walk with the Lord in lockstep, in conformity with His word by His grace. Now just briefly concerning Israel. We have here the newest reports of that, what is happening in Israel right now. And what, actually, one can say it here confidently. More than 3,300 years, Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. Then it's lined out and set forth how David was used by God. Then the Jerusalem, more than 700 times it's mentioned in the Bible. And if we think about the people of Israel and on the promises that God would gather them from all peoples and tongues, bringing them back, and here comes the point, brothers and sisters. Everything is going too slowly to us, for us. Too slow. I noted it down. Already 1897, the Congress in the city of Basel in Switzerland, the first Zionist Congress in Basel, 1897, with a declaration that to the people of Israel, a own land must be given. I noted down on the 2nd of November, 1917, the Balfour Declaration of the British Foreign Minister that to the people of Israel, a homeland must be given in their own land. And then it lasted until 1946 or 48, the declaration of the State of Israel. And if one reads all the promises, then one just thinks that everything must happen on one day or at the latest in 1 week. But God lets everything happen. And I will read two scriptures to show us that everything was predestinated by God and purposed by God. Just one more thing, which really touched me very much, is after all these years, 16 millions of Jews before the Second World War and before the Holocaust, there were 16 million Jews, and now, right now, in this year, the same stages of 16 millions was reached. And the Jews are rejoicing beyond measure about it, that God has given so much grace and that the number is again complete. Let me make Let me read these two scriptures which testify that God does everything happen at the appointed time. The first one from 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Here it's chapter 6. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, from verse 13. May God bless all our translators. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, from verse 13. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commission without spot, blameless, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now comes the special verse, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only has immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to him to whom be honor and power. Amen. Especially when it's about the return of the Lord, then it's just emphasized. Verse 15, once again, which in his times he shall show, he shall manifest, who is the blessed and only potentate. In his times, brothers and sisters, don't you worry. As Peter has written, the Lord is not slack with his promise. It will find fulfillment at the appointed time by God. But it's still the time of grace. The call is still going forth. And therefore we are happy that the Lord has not yet come. What is with all those who believe that he has come 1963, leaving the throne of grace, and has come? Where are they? Where are they? They have gone astray. They didn't let the word of God be valid. They have taken the statements of Brother Branham out of context. And they put Brother Branham before them. And they think they can tell to the people, the prophet said. The most terrible deception without or within the message is if one refers to the prophet presenting strange and false doctrines. Brother Branham was a man of God with a very special task. This we all know. God has given him a ministry, giving him gifts, giving him visions, and every vision was, "Thus saith the Lord." God has really given us the grace to believe, believing every word of God, and to know, as the Lord appointed it and purposed it, so it will happen. Also, the return of the Lord will happen at the right time. The next word is in Titus. Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1. Here it's written. Titus 1, the first three verses. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but has in due times manifested His word. In due times, through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. Both the return of the Lord and the message which foreruns the return of the Lord was appointed and purposed by God, and all who are of God now are hearing the voice of the Lord. Then the wonderful word from Ephesians chapter 5, namely that the church will be presented before the Lord without wrinkle and without spot. As the last proclamation is God's absolute truth, and we are purified in the word of truth, sanctified, so sure the bride of the Lamb will appear before the Lord without spot, without wrinkle. Ephesians chapter 5. Also this God has purposed in His plan of salvation. Here many things are said to the wives, to the husbands, to the children. Here everything is being said. What should be said? Then comes verse 26 and verse 27. That He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. For what are we hearing the true word of God? To take a bath in the word. As we are washed by the blood of the Lamb from all sin, so we are washed by the Word from everything what is not in conformity with God and His Word. Let us read these two verses, 26 and 27. That He might sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of water by the word. Ye are already clean for the word's sake which I spoke to you. So the emphasis is laid upon the proclamation, upon the word of the Lord. And as Brother Branham also said, not only the love is the greatest, this we all know, faith, hope, love, but the love remains, and prophecies, everything will cease, but the love of God, which was poured out into our hearts, remains. But the love of God is connected with God, connected with the word of God, the love for the truth. And therefore, it's written here, verse 27, that in this way he might present the church, present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Very mighty, very mighty. Let me read a couple of quotes today, which are really touching my heart, which really touched my heart, and still touching, from the sermons of Brother Branham. Justification prepares a way for the sanctification, and the sanctification prepares a way for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit prepares a way for the Holy Spirit himself, who is at work, to reach that, namely to make the church perfect, bringing her back to the Word, back to the Word, to express himself. What is it about? So that Christ, our Lord and Savior, comes to his right in the church. Let me read on. He said, I will restore everything in the church just as it was at the beginning. And to this we say Amen. It's a promise which God has given. And we think straight away, not only to Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, we think also on Matthew 17, verse 11. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. With the last ministry, it is of course connected that in the church everything becomes as it was at the beginning. And then Brother Branham says, he continues, I will build my church, saith the Lord. I will restore the original power. At evening time there shall be light. And then he lines out, he will restore the hearts of the people, and he will turn the faith of the people back to the original fathers, just as it was at the beginning in the church. Then the next statement. The end time message is to prepare the bride, to make her ready for the rapture. This we all believe. We believe that with the last message, the highest divine purpose is connected, namely to bring us into conformity with God and His Word. Brothers and sisters, also in our midst, that there are not various directions and opinions in our midst. No, that really the mind of Christ and the divine revelation about every word which was preached, that it is revealed to each one by God personally, not various opinions anymore, but by the leading of the Holy Spirit being led into the Word. Yes, the end time message is to make the bride ready for the rapture, preparing her. It brings her back to the faith of the fathers, the Pentecostal part at the time of restoration, because thus saith the Lord, I will restore. This the Lord said, and this he does. Then this line here, I will restore the church in her beauty and in her power. Please permit me that I read on a bit. Namely, but it's also a fact that the prophet for this last age has to bring forth a message from God which foreruns the second coming of the Lord. Because by his message, the hearts of the children are turned back to the Pentecostal fathers. And together with the restoration of the Word, the restoration of the power of God will come. That's what it's all about. We have not heard theory. At the appointed time, we have heard the Word appointed. We have received the Word appointed for this time. And we know that the Lord doesn't make empty words, but that he stands to his word, fulfilling it. Then, please tell me, do you have the desire? Do you have the longing that God comes to his right? Do you have the longing that the supernatural working of God takes place? I'm always happy when I think about to have witnessed the ministry of Brother Branham. Repeatedly I witnessed it. But in us it brings forth the longing, the desire. Beloved Lord, you are still the same today. And the prophet himself said, what God is doing through his ministry, this he will do also through his church, which experiences her restoration. Jesus Christ, of course, didn't die on the 24th of December 1965. No, this was the going home of his prophet. All prophets went home, but the Lord and the revealed word was left to us. And how grateful we can be that God also appointed this time, and the word for this time he revealed, and he has sent a prophet to make us aware of it. Also, let me say this. We are not coming in vain to this place. We are coming from near and far, from overseas, from all over, also at this weekend, to hear the word of the Lord. And if there would be only empty seats, that then no man on the earth would believe. God needs a place where His word is preached, so that all who hear His word all over the world, that they are strengthened in the faith, that they know that it's not a theoretical message, but the word accomplished in us for what it was sent for. And if I look here to my left side, and then when I think about the city of Prague, who can comprehend it? Who can comprehend it? That a brother Frank and a brother Siegfried Fleck was preaching in the Bethlehem Chapel, in which Jan Hus was preaching, that we were preaching there, and it was recorded by the TV, that God really opened all doors. Wherever there was need, He opened it. Our God is a faithful God, and He not only appointed the time, He appointed the message. And He has also taken care that all who are hearing the call now, that they believe with all their hearts, that they are prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us read this precious statements. Let us read on. But God must restore, for He cannot deny His word. This is not the establishing of a new church. This is the restoration. God will lead the church just as on the day of Pentecost, bringing her back to the beginning. Say amen. This is the purpose of the calling out, of the separation, and of the preparation. And then it says here, in this text, God will not build a new church. No, He will take care that by the teaching, the former rain comes, and as the next, the harvest rain, the latter rain will fall. Both. At the sowing time, we need the former rain, and at the harvest time, we need the latter rain. And God promised both. And God does both things. Not only will do, but He does both things in our time. Then, a bit more, we don't speak about the individual or about the people, but about the age. Luther had the Spirit of God, but his age was not the age of the full restoration. Of the full restoration of all things as it was at the beginning. But the beginning was necessary. The breakthrough was necessary. All these men of God were necessary. Whether a Jan Hus, whether a John Wycliffe, whether a Martin Luther, whether a Zwingli, whether a Schwenkfeld, whether a Calvin, all were necessary. Whether a Wesley, a William Booth, they were all necessary. And at their time, they passed on the word revealed to them. But it was not yet our time. Now is our time. The time appointed by God, the end time, to bring everything unto completion. And therefore, the proclamation is not as it was in the time of Luther, partly and partly and partly. No, the full plan of salvation, the whole counsel of God was preached, and all who are of God are hearing the words of God. But let us say it confidently. Everything was necessary. Also that, what happened in the past 500 years. But the final ministry in the time appointed by God for the New Testament Church makes the completion, and it merges into the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And here Brother Branham says, once again in one sentence, he says two important things. This last age is the age of the falling away. But it's also the age of the restoration of all things what God promised in His Word. Both is happening. The great falling away and the leading back into the Word and connected with it into the will of God. Both is happening. One could read on. Perhaps just this section here. God will restore. And as He promised it, so it will take place. And this we all believe with all our hearts. Just imagine. God used and sent this simple man, and the divine commission was a part of God's appointed plan of salvation for our time. And when God Himself says, "Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes," then we all know that it came to fulfillment. It had to come to fulfillment. And we just emphasize it with all our hearts. And we say thanks to God that we may believe, that we may really believe with all our hearts what and as the Scripture has said. In Hebrews, my eyes fell also on a precious word. We, of course, read Hebrews chapter 4. Is this possible? And my eyes fell on Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Here it speaks of our beloved Lord and Savior. Though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things, now it comes for me and for you, by the things which He suffered. And thereby, being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. He became the author of eternal salvation. He was obedient unto death on the cross. He is the author. By His obedience, by His offering, He became the author for all of us. Who will experience the completion by obedience and faith? He Himself took care of it. And here in Hebrews chapter 3, we read in verse 12, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, of disobedience, in departing from the living God. Brothers and sisters, I have the serious request. Connect the faith with every word of God. Don't give room for unbelief and for doubt. Don't give room. Don't look unto visible things. Look unto the invisible as though you would see him. And we trust him that he will make all things well with all of us. Now, from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, let me read these wonderful thoughts. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, here we read from verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. God appointed the time. God appointed what would take place. And God ordained it the way that we may believe with all our hearts what he is doing right now. So, by the Spirit revealed before the world began, unto our glory. What a grace God has bestowed upon us. How should we pray with thankfulness, coming into his presence, telling him, Beloved Lord, you took yourself the time, you spoke to us, you have introduced us into your plan of salvation. You let us know what you ordained, what you appointed, what you predetermined. And at the appointed time, everything takes place. As I said before, brothers and sisters, to us, everything takes too long. If one looks at the promises for Israel, everything is written in one breath. I will gather you from all countries and I will give you a new heart and I will give you a new spirit. Everything is written in one or two verses. And then one sees how long the gathering takes place. And if one looks today to Jerusalem, what sees one? Some say, we need the temple. The others say, the temple will come down from heaven. They are arguing on the Temple Mount about that, what should happen. The veil is still upon their eyes. They must wait until the complete number of the nations has entered, until the last one from all peoples and tongues is called out. We're just so grateful. Even God takes his time, yet he predetermined all things. If you then think about that in December, 50 years, it will be 50 years past since Brother Branham was called home. Brothers and sisters, do you know in what kind of situation I am? On my last trip through the DRC, I said to the brothers and sisters, I told them, it could be the last time. The return of the Lord is really close at hand. But God predetermined everything. We don't have to get nervous. No. We are resting in God, in the promise, and we know without us there's no completion. Without us there's no rapture. We believe with all our hearts, and we will not have only part in the proclamation, but we will have part in that what God is doing in the completion by His grace. It continues. The man of God writes in verse 12 in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. To recognize what was given to us by God by His grace. At the end of the day of salvation, not being taught by men, but being taught by God, being led into His Word. And we can say this with a sincere and thankful heart. If the Lord would ask us today, did you understand all this in the right way? Then we could say, yes, Lord, by grace we understood all things, what you have said in your word, what your servant and prophet has preached. This we understood by grace correctly. And be honest, are not our hearts always burning when we look at the word? And if it gets so real to us, and we feel that the Spirit of God speaks to us, that it's not a dead letter, but it's a living, a holy, a revealed word of our God. And just to emphasize this, in 2 Corinthians, because that's what it's all about, 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, here it's about the separation, about the calling out. Here it's about what has light to do with darkness, and how does Christ agree with Belial, with Baal, and what have believers to do with unbelievers. That's how it is written in verse 15. And then verse 16. Let me start with verse 16. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols, brothers and sisters? Also, this must be said once here. If one sees, also with the photos of Brother Branham, what is being done with it, with the photos, with the cloud, even at the tombstone, at the cemetery, one may not think about the idol worship which is going on here. But thanks be to God, we have not idol worship. We have a true service of God in the presence of the Almighty God. And we don't need a pilgrimage, no symbols, also no crucifix. We all don't need that. We need Jesus Christ, the crucified one and the risen one, so that we are crucified with Him, rising with Him unto a new life. Then it continues here. The man of God comes to the point in verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, commandeth the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. But please, have understanding. Have understanding. The first verse from chapter 7 belongs to chapter 6. The first verse of chapter 7 belongs to chapter 6. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So, the separation must really take place. And we are just grateful that the Spirit of God leads us into all the truth, into the Word, and that we know this is the day, this is the message which the Lord entrusted to us. And as we said many times, after the going home of Brother Branham, we, of course, by grace, we carried the message into all peoples and all tongue in all nations. Also this, God predetermined. At the appointed time, the prophet has brought us the message. At the appointed time, the message is being carried into all the world. How often we said it here, in all the missionary trips, in all the trips which Brother Branham made, they were evangelistic. And once again, evangelization with a gift of healing, with a gift of the revelation. But after the opening of the seals, Brother Branham made not a single trip anymore, not a single one. He was commanded, return to Jeffersonville, store in the food. And this he did. Since the opening of the seals, he emphasized the biblical subjects. He spoke about everything, what we have to know and what we have to take to heart. But only after his going home, the message which was entrusted to him was carried into all the world. Only afterward, Matthew 24, verse 14, came to fulfillment. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. It's so nice that God has a predetermined plan of salvation, and that everything is happening in the divine order, and that we can be placed into this divine order. This is the special grace which God has given us in this time. Let us summarize what should be said at this weekend. What had to be emphasized? That really all make their personal experiences of salvation with the Lord. And also all those who would like to be baptized, brothers and sisters, not a dry sinner may go into the water and a wet sinner coming out. No, this is impossible. The justification by the faith in the finished work of redemption must be given to the individual. And as Paul has written in the epistle to the Romans, recognize that the Spirit of God leads you to repentance. And as it was preached at the beginning, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Not only being baptized, but consecrating the life before to the Lord. And please, brothers and sisters, take it to heart. Before our Lord and Savior died on the cross of Calvary, his way went through supplication, through weeping. His way went through Gethsemane to Calvary, up to the cry of his heart, not my will, but thy will be done. If this didn't happen yet with you, then you are not yet crucified with Christ. If you cannot say with all your heart, Lord, thy will be done in my life, not as I willed, but as thou wilt, be merciful to me and help me, O Lord. And therefore, should there be a number in our midst who would like to be baptized, please come for baptism, but come with a heart ready for repentance, that you dedicate your life truly to the Lord, that you have come to the faith, that you experienced the justification by grace, by the blood of the Lamb. And then you make the step of a good conscience with God in baptism. It's like a covenant to which we say yes. Also this we emphasized many times, brothers and sisters. If we say yes to the Lord, then we are obedient and we let ourselves be baptized. And if God says yes to us, then he baptizes us with fire and the Holy Ghost. Oh, may both things happen. May both things happen. Also we, who we are already baptized, that we say anew to the Lord, not as I willed, but as thou willed. Not my will, but thy will be done. And then, being crucified with Christ, that we can say, now I live no more, but Christ lives his life through me. May God bless all the newcomers, and especially all those who are here today for the first time, worldwide, who are listening worldwide for the first time. May God bless from one end to the earth and to the last, to the other end. May he call out the last ones. May he pardon them. May he call them to himself, so that we may experience together the full salvation, that we really understand that the return of the Lord is at hand. But once again, let it be emphasized, it will happen at the predetermined time by God. Nobody needs to get nervous. We are resting in God, and we thank him that he has spoken to us so clearly, and we thank him that he has opened our understanding for the Scripture, and also altogether he has opened our understanding for his plan of salvation in our time. It was appointed by God that in this prophetic age a prophet like Elijah would come on the scene. It was appointed by God that the last message would reach the world as the first message. And as I said yesterday already, that we don't believe in a Trinity or in a Trinity, but that we believe in the one true Almighty God from eternity to eternity. What would we be without Him? He is the only one, and He revealed Himself to us as our Father in heaven and in the Son and through the Holy Spirit, God above us, God with us, and God in us. Three manifestations of the same God to realize His own plan of salvation. Let me emphasize this once again. The grace to live now and to hear the word now, which He appointed for this time, to believe it and to have part in that what God is doing right now, more God could not do. It's really the wonderful grace and the great privilege which God has given unto us. The first sermon which we published of Brother Branham was Recognize the Day and the Message. Recognize the Day and the Message. Did you recognize the message and the day? Then the arm of the Lord will be revealed unto us. To Him, the living God, be the thanks, be the thanks, be the thanks, be the thanks. For this eternal word of our God. As we have read from Isaiah 40, because there it is written, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth away, but the word of our God remaineth forever. And we received the bath in the word, washed in the blood of the Lamb, purified in the word of God. And to it comes the sealing with the Holy Spirit unto the day of our bodily redemption. And we know precisely that God will do everything what is necessary so that we are part in the rapture. And I know it. I believe it. I not only believe it, I know it. Because I've seen it and I experienced it. That all who believe now, they will be dressed in white, young, they will be raptured, and they will be with the Lord at all times, for all times. The proclamation will be worth it. The last message will accomplish for what it was sent for. And all who believe, to them the arm of the Lord will be revealed. To Him, the Almighty God, be today the thanks. And today we will not pray individually. Today we will pray together. We will stand up now. And we ask Brother Didier that he comes to the front and that he prays with us, thanking the Lord. Brother Arben is here. Let us tune in. My God, we thank You with all our hearts. We praise Your holy name. You have put everything in a wonderful order. You appointed everything. And we thank You. Before the foundation of the world, You have written our names into the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank You for it. My Savior, You have sent a prophet. You have sent the prophetic word, the teaching word, the evangelistic proclamation. You restored all things, beloved Lord. I thank You for my brothers and for my sisters. I thank You Bless on in Africa, in Asia, on all continents. May you be merciful and may you give the time of refreshing. Revive us by the power of the Holy Spirit. To you, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory and adoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise His name. Lord, our God and Father, we are grateful to you for the grace, for your mercy at this weekend.
Pardonne nos offenses comme nous pardonnons à ceux qui nous ont offensés.
We ask you once again, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespassed against us. On the cross of Calvary, you shed your blood. We believe that you have taken our sins away. May your name be glorified. Your word is yes and amen to us. We believe that the same Holy Spirit who called us, he also led us unto repentance, so that we also experience the justification. And the justification led us into the sanctification, and the sanctification led us into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We expect the full restoration which you promised. For us it is yes and amen. Lord Almighty God, we receive not only a theory. We want to enter into your rest. We want to walk in obedience, so that the faith which you laid into our hearts, that we are also obedient, that we live out every day your word. For we believe that your return is very near. Thank you, Lord. We believe that without us and without you, nothing can take place. But with you, we walk in faith and we look unto you, and we have the certainty that that what you promised, you will also fulfill it. For you, our God, you are watching over your word that you fulfill it. Lord, please permit that all believers who are gathered here, that we go from this place with a full heart, filled with your grace and filled with your love, filled with your presence, that we have the certainty that what you want to do with us, that you would make us your bride without spot and without wrinkle. May it happen for the glory of your name. Bless each one of us, Lord Almighty God. Keep us in your peace. We want to look upon you. Bless your people. Bless your servant. Bless your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Let us sing Just As I Am. And we ask the two sisters to come and to sing.
von sein Wort. Wacht ihr Erlösten, wacht immer fort, zu jeder Stunde, an jedem Ort, wachet der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegen gehen.
Amen.
Der Bräutigam kommt und wer unverletzt ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt, wird über Großes der einst gesetzt. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut, die sich auf Erden schon ihm vertraut, die auf sein Kommen stündlich geschaut. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen.
Halleluja. Halleluja.
Also this day will have contributed that we have come closer to the Lord. And just a question now. All who would like to be baptized, please raise your hand quickly. Do we have some? Do we have at all brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized? One, two, three. Then we sing Just As I Am again, and you are coming to the front. All who would like to be baptized, please come to the front. Look here. Do you speak enough German? Of course. You received and accepted the Lord. You believe that He has shed His blood for you, that your sin and guilt is forgiven, and that you want to make a covenant of a good conscience with God. May the Lord bless you richly. After the closing of the service, we are going together for baptism. And the Lord will bless you. And he will be with you. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we bring you our brothers and our sisters who have dedicated their lives to you, who believe with all their hearts that their sin is forgiven, that their sins are blotted out, that they received reconciliation, forgiveness and grace and salvation. Dear Lord, may the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of them. This we pray. May all be blessed, also all those who are already baptized. O Lord, baptize with the Spirit and with fire. Confirm thy word. At the appointed time you will give everything, the former and the latter rain. Everything comes from you. And we thank you that you yourself are watching over your word to fulfill it. Blessed and praised be your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. After the last song, we go for baptism. Now, all who have come from near and far, we would like to give you greetings. Whether to Canada, whether to USA or to Africa, wherever it might be, Eastern Europe, please take greetings with you. God willing, now it goes to England in the coming weekend, and then to Romania on the third weekend. Remember me in your prayers so that the Lord really comes to his right. And that is being said, what the Spirit has to say unto the churches, that we're not only coming to preach a sermon or to hear a sermon, but that is being said for the edification and for the strengthening of the church of the living God. And may all who are burdened with, who have come with burdens and problems, you may put your burden upon Jesus and you may trust him as a friend. You may pray for the victory and for the blessing, and then you will see the answering, as the song goes. God is faithful. God answers prayers. Receive it by faith. Receive everything. All who have come to hear the word of God and to be blessed. Just quickly, the last question. Who is here today for the first time? Do we have some? Sure. God bless you in a very special way. And please, not for the last time. Now I have one more question. We mentioned Israel, and somebody said, he was asking me, Brother Frank, is there another Israel trip? I said, if the Lord doesn't come, then it is possible. In May of the coming year, should 48 people register, then there will be a journey. Otherwise not. The will of the Lord be done. Really, in all things. To him be the glory. Now we ask our choir to sing a song in the English language. All nations speak English now. I'm wondering about all in Eastern Europe who learned the Russian language and now all speak a very elegant English. So please call the choir to the front. Come and sing us a wonderful song in closing. Please take greetings with you. The blessing of God be with you. Remember me in your prayers. We remain joined in the Lord. Hallelujah.
There are people.
Amen.
Amen. Noch eins? Ja.
One more?
Schön.
Very nice. Let us all stand up. We ask Brother Tati to come and to thank with us. He accompanied me the best. He was with me.
You just come. God bless you, Brother Tati. God bless you. You can choose him which one you choose. Thank you, Lord.
Dieu notre Père,
Gott unser Vater,
God our Father, it is true, we can forgive. Lord, you are forgiving and you are forgetting at the same time. You are alone to do this. We are men. But you have laid your word into our hearts and we have this treasure in our hearts. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, bless each one who is present here. May our lives be changed. May we be carried from glory to glory. And may we reflect your light. Oh God, may you burn our hearts so that the Holy Spirit inspires us in all what we do. We thank you for this weekend. We thank you for the journey to the Congo. We thank you for your help. You have done it, Lord. To you be the praise and the glory and the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah, be praised. And all the people say, Amen. Was it worth it to be here? The word of God is precious. Hallelujah. Who would like to thank? Who of you would like to thank? Heavenly Father, our hearts are flowing over of joy and gratefulness because you have spoken to us. You have opened the understanding, our understanding for the Scripture. We recognize your wonderful grace and faithfulness as you are fulfilling your word and as you are preparing everything, as you are restoring all things, transforming us so that we are transformed perfectly into your image, sanctified and purified. We are longing, Lord, to be filled with your divine love, with the same power as the church at the beginning. Lord, let your blessing come upon us. Lead us and guide us into all your truth. And let us be a testimony for others. Bless your blood-bought flock worldwide. And bless Israel, Lord. And let your call of grace go forth until the last ones have come out. Strengthen in particular the carrier of your word. Give open doors, open hearts, open ears. Everything we lay before you. And we thank you that you blessed us richly at this weekend. To your name be the adoration and the glory and the praise in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Very soon, oh how nice. And all the people say, Amen.